This week, I'm in Omaha, Nebraska, to attend the very first Clifton Strengths Summit. The summit is hosted by Gallup. Yeah, that's right, the company that brings you Strengths Finders. So for the next 2 days, I'm going to be hanging out with fellow Strengths Finder enthusiasts and geeking out about our strengths. As I was flying here today, I started thinking about my objectives for the conference. And yes, you should have objectives or goals of some type when you attend a conference. You may recall, Madeline Sklar gave us some great reasons why you need to have objectives when attending conferences. So if you don't remember, head on back into the archives and check it out. So for my time at the summit this week, I have identified 3 objectives that I want to meet while I'm here, and I thought I would share them with you on today's show. Oh, and in case you're wondering, I'm recording this from my hotel room using my iPhone, which is why the audio is not quite up to my normal standards. And while it would have been easy for me just to skip the show this week, considering that I am at the conference and my main computer, well, it died on me this past weekend, but I thought I would go ahead and do it anyway because this would serve as a great reminder to you that you really don't need any fancy equipment to produce good content. You can make do with what you have, which is exactly what I'm doing with today's show. So, without any further ado, here are my 3 reasons why you should attend conferences. Within the DICE framework, attending conferences would fall in the E or engage step. But you probably already guessed that, didn't you? Now, before I started this journey that I'm on, I never went to a conference that wasn't directly related to my day job. In fact, I had never paid to go to a conference myself. Now, I go to at least 2 a year. Conferences are just a great way to force yourself to kind of get out there and push the boundaries of your comfort zone. And if it's true that growth takes place just outside of your comfort zone, then I think we all need to be uncomfortable at times in order to stimulate our growth both personally and professionally. Conferences can do both in spades. Now, this may surprise you, but the first reason that I go to conferences is for education. I'm guessing that's probably not what you thought I would say first, is it? The truth is, conferences are a great place for you to learn new or build upon your current skill set. As an example, last year I attended the Podcast Movement Conference in Dallas. One of my objectives at the conference was to learn more about editing a podcast using Adobe Audition. So I attended 3 different sessions, and I took away at least 1 thing from each session that I now use every single week as I edit this podcast. And believe me, as I listened to the shows from my archives for moving months, I don't know about you, but I could definitely hear a big difference. And I attribute that difference to what I learned by attending the conference. My personal education goal at this conference this week is to learn how to ramp up my coaching business from people who have already built their own. Now, this brings me to the second reason that I attend conferences, and probably the one that you thought I would say first, which of course is networking. I mean, where else can you find a collection of other like-minded people in real life, mind you, than at a conference? As you can imagine, conferences are a great place to meet people, not only at your level, but people 1 level above you, 2 levels above you, etc. And because it's a conference, people expect you to walk up to them and strike up a conversation. Now, you may only spend a few minutes with someone new, but based on the strength, no pun intended, of that conversation, you could be introduced to that person's network. I think there's no better way to get the word out about your brand than by networking, and conferences are a great place for you to start to form those relationships with others before you actually need them. My third reason for attending a conference is to build a community. And I could have very easily just called this reason engage, but the reality is that when you engage with others, what you're really doing is building a community. And if you've been following the DICE process to this point, you may already have built up a small community of your own. And trust me, meeting members of that community face to face at a conference, well, it's just awesome. And the conference, in this case, merely serves as a meeting location, but it provides you with that opportunity to expand on your relationships with your community. And by the way, if there are any listeners out there in Omaha, Nebraska, let me know. I am here till Wednesday. Okay, so I said there were going to be 3 reasons, but as I was thinking through the show, I realized that there is really another benefit to attending conferences that kind of builds on all 3 of the reasons that we've already talked about. Conferences provide you with a unique venue to expand and or solidify your thinking, your thought process. I like nothing more than to hear the opinions of others on topics or a subject matter that interests me. Why? Because we all see the world in a slightly different way. My take on a topic is built around my experiences and my interactions with the world around me. Yours is too. And it's through this collaboration, this exchange of ideas and thoughts, that we gain additional insights that help us develop our own original thinking. And while this particular reason can also be achieved really anywhere, conferences really lend themselves as another great venue to help you expand your thinking. So there you have it. Three, maybe four reasons, depending upon how you want to count them, why I believe you should be attending conferences. How about you? Do you have other reasons that we should attend conferences? If so, I would love to hear it. Head on over to ryanroten.com/message and leave me your thoughts. If you do, I just might share your thoughts with the audience on a future show. Coming up this Thursday on the Brand New You show, I'm honoring the conference that I'm attending by bringing back a friend who I will actually get to meet for the first time in real life here at the conference, Lisa Cummings. Lisa, as you may recall, is a fellow strengths geek, and she shared some fantastic advice during her first appearance on the Brand New You show. I loved it then, and I think you will love it even more now. So that's a wrap for today. I'm off to the various conference festivities, so until next week, I've been Ryan, and I'm out. Today's show was edited and produced by Ryan Roten, and the music today is Wild Surf by Vitality. Fellow strengths enthusiasts, head on back into the archive. People expect you to walk up them and